USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking coronavirus news as Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has just announced the federal government's extending the deadline for Americans to file their income tax returns to July 15th. That comes as New York City's mayor says there are about 4,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in New York City, where at least 26 people are known to have died of the virus.
At the beginning of April, we will run out of basic medical supplies because of the intense strain that's being put already on our hospitals by this crisis.
That comes as United Nations health officials say the death toll from the COVID-19 virus outbreak has surpassed 10,000 around the world, and nearly a quarter million people have been infected with it in 163 countries. Johns Hopkins researchers say there are now more than 200 people dead from it in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think I've turned a corner in not having so much fatigue. That was my initial problem, was I was just tired all the time. So I think it's helping me with that. I think it's a whole lot better as a supplement than a lot of other products. Basically, you heal from the cellular level up. That's why nutrition is so important. Having whole foods is very important for health. I really think that it's been helping me overall.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
As we've reported, Tulsi Gabbard, the Hawaii congresswoman, has ended her run for the Democratic presidential nomination. Yesterday, she announced she was endorsing Joe Biden. This morning, we hear New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is also endorsing Biden, Gillibrand calling him the best candidate to beat President Trump in November. Biden has a nearly 300-delegate lead now over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and is on track to be his party's nominee. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley is parting ways with Boeing as a result of the coronavirus, Boeing confirming that Haley had resigned from its board of directors after serving for less than a year. Her reason for leaving, reportedly her opposition to the company's request for government aid to help weather the current outbreak. Tom Brady is officially a Buccaneer. The six-time Super Bowl-winning quarterback has signed a multi-year contract with Tampa Bay. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
British brothers may be feuding, according to the British tabloids, that are saying Prince William is holding a grudge against Prince Harry for Harry stepping down as a full-time working member of the British royal family. Harry reportedly felt William was not welcoming to Meghan Markle at the beginning of their relationship, and reports are now that Harry's historic decision to step down and move abroad has only made things worse between the two brothers. Today is the first day of spring, but it could be one of the last days without snow in the Northeast for a while. Forecasters say some very cold air moving over that region over the course of the weekend could stick around until Sunday or early Monday, when two storm systems are going to pump in moisture, and that could bring some snowy weather from the Northeast up into New England as well. Facebook is launching a new desktop design. It says it includes dark mode for users who want to use that, and the company says the redesign also includes a tabbed home screen and what it refers to as a cleaner profile. To see it, you have to go to account settings, then you click on switch to new Facebook. If you don't like it, well, you can switch back to the classic Facebook design. And it's the International Day of Happiness, according to the United Nations, which has deemed March 20th as a day to advance happiness as a fundamental human right for all. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.